So today in my media studies class, we're talking about the Varsity Blues admission scandal. And we've been told to read the questions out loud that we were going to respond to. So question number one, what is the college bribery scandal and why was it such a big deal in the news? The college bribery scandal was essentially parents paying money to get their kids into schools without them having to compete in the admissions process with everyone else, which it's a very big deal because there's been like 50 people charged getting into prestigious schools. Question number two, who was the main person orchestrating the event and how did it work? Rick Singer was the key person who he set up an organization that kind of posed as like a typical SAT prep college plan help agency called the Key, and he used this to have this giant bribery scandal where famous people or people with money would pay him to get their kids into prestigious schools. And so what he would do is because he knew a lot of like proctors and like coaches, people in the college community, and so he'd make fraudulent like websites. He'd contact coaches and pay them money to admit people who were not athletes on athletic scholarships as prestigious athletes. He would have proctors fix or grade people's tests, bribed, of course, to get them like almost perfect SAT scores. That's basically how it worked. Number three, which schools participated in this bribery scandal? Was it the whole school or certain departments? Which ones? Explain. Lots of prestigious schools, and I don't think it was the whole school. Like, no school purposely fraudulated admissions. They more like hired people. Their job was to make moral decisions on who they were going to let into their schools based on their own individual merit, and those people failed them. Although hard to get into schools like UCLA, USC, Princeton, University of Georgia, places with good programs. Question number four, what is currently happening to those students who were part of this bribery scandal? How long was it going on? Definitely multi-generational, because it's talked about how some of the people who were charged paid for it for their children, and some of their parents went with them. So it's been going on for a while. I mean, long enough for Rick Singer to grow a business like the Key. So definitely multi-generational would be my answer on how long. But to the students, I remember reading in an article that the students were exonerated by the judge, saying that most of the, like, even Rick Singer in his testimony said most of them did not know what was going on. The parents would do something like, under Rick Singer's direction, take them out in like a boat for like an afternoon, and they'd get a picture of them, which they'd hand over to Rick Singer, who would go attribute this to, give this to... like, for example, a specific example was like a rowing coach, and so they'd use Photoshop that out and to get them into, as an athlete, to the program. Number five is, do you think that this sort of illegal behavior happens often when it comes to college admissions? I would like to think not. I would like to have trust that people will do the right thing, and that most people are trying to be moral about this type of thing, but someone did point out to me today that I do think it has to be noted that if one person's doing it, someone else is probably doing it uncaught. Cheating runs rampant in high school, and I'm sure that's not anything new. So if that same philosophy continues on as you go higher in education, I'm sure there's cheating in college. I'm sure as you become a professional, people cheat and people lie, break the rules. The next question, number six, do you think this affects you directly, indirectly? I feel like this affects me directly, as I'm a junior in high school and I'm beginning to apply to colleges and figure out what I need to do to prepare and what colleges I can apply to based on how much debt I would like to not be in and how good of an education I want to get for a career that I want to build. But just the level that you have to get to get to even like a college that's not $74,000 a year or semester, it's definitely risen a lot. And people who are cheating and getting their way into it, they're just going to raise the bar even higher without people being able to physically accomplish some of that. And the people who can, have already, like, I've gone to like lower schools or other schools that, and that's just going to raise the bar higher, and it's just going to become a rat race if that keeps happening. Number 7, what would be a fair consequence for these students and parents who bribed and cheated their way into the college of their choice? Honestly, I think it would be great if they found, for the students at least, if they got, they found some, because I know there's one where they shouldn't email the parents, I don't want to name them, but the parents were talking with Rick Singer, and they said they wanted their daughter to get into a school other than ASU. Which means that they have to have been accepted somewhere. So if they could go to those schools they did get in on their own merit, I feel like that would be better. Or if they like reapplied with what they actually had and actually got into the schools they're attending, I feel like that would be the best interest for everyone involved. And then the parents, that's definitely like a legal matter, and I'm sure there's so many laws that they have to answer to for that. And I just feel like whatever the law says, probably jail time. Something set, definitely some sort of heavy, like not like a fine or something, because that's not gonna do anything. They have money, right? That's why they got into colleges. Number 8, if a student cheated their way in, finished college, and graduated with a degree, should it be taken away in light of this recent scandal? No way of confirming if they did it their own work or not. Why or why not? See, that's hard. I feel like because a lot of people in these scandals, as said by Rick Singer, who's not the most trustworthy guy, but I would still take that he knows what he's talking about. As taken Rick Singer's word, a lot of these students didn't know they were, they were not complicit in these crimes. They didn't know they were taking part in these crimes. And so I'd say if they got a degree and they did the work, unless you can specifically prove that they cheated, they're the ones that are going to have to live with this. And if they want to go back, as probably will be very heavily suggested, that they go back and like re-get their degree, but they're the ones that are going to have to live with that. So I would just let them keep their degree, because they probably had to do some level of work, a majority of the work, to maintain that degree. Because I don't think that whole strategy of bribing can probably get you in somewhere, but that's not going to help you get good grades for everything. That's, you can't just buy your way out of complete life. There's no possible way. Anyways, and that is my thoughts